The 2013 Green Bay Packers feature a running back who actually won a national title last year in college football, and someone who I think might actually win the MVP in the NFL in Aaron Rodgers.
Brett Favre?
We're not talking Brett Favre.
Does Brett Favre still play for him?
Of course, this would be really, really good for Bryce to just pop in at any point.
Of all times for him to miss. I told him he's gonna miss Favre Fest, and he just, I think he's trying to cope the best he can.
I heard MVP, and first name came to mind was Brett Favre.
It really was. I hate it, but it's still Brett Favre town to me, even though Aaron Rodgers is, I mean, not just statistically and not just because ESPN told me so, but he has got to be in your top three quarterbacks of, you know, of the current ones right now.
I completely agree with you, and if I had a chance, I would take him. But let's talk about Aaron Rodgers and what he can do with this offense.
Aren't you married, though?
Very, very good point. Aaron Rodgers with this offense, he has to be feeling a little bit better. He's got a better running game this year, in my opinion.
Oh,
I mean, adding Eddie Lacy, whether he's fatter than he was at Alabama or not, he's still a huge upgrade compared to where he was last year.
Hey, Jerome Bettis was a big guy who got it done, so Eddie Lacy can put on pounds and do the same thing.
True story. Eddie Lacy
picked up Franklin, though. They also, you know, they said, okay, if Lacy, you don't want to do it, Franklin from UCLA,
yeah.
Hey, here's you a chance.
Yep.
The big question mark, though, it has to be the defense, right, guys?
That's always been the question mark. I mean, in the first round, they picked up Jones, also from UCLA, defensive end. But that whole defense is a question. You never know. When you got a quarterback like Aaron Rodgers, the last thing you think about, let's impart defense. Who cares? Aaron Rodgers will put points up. If we happen to stop him, we'll beat him. That's the Packers, I guess the way they think.
Yeah, but as far as, I mean, they still have the playmakers. I mean, you know, A.J. Hawk, it's not a knock on the school he went to, but A.J. Hawk hadn't quite been what everybody thought he would be, but he's still a solid player. He makes plays when he needs to. Clay Matthews is still arguably one of the best linebackers in the game.
That's their defense. What you just said is their defense. The rest of them.
Well, you forgot. Anytime B.J. Raji decides to sway his hips a little bit, it's entertaining.
Well, yeah, I like BJ
his touchdown dance is probably one of the top 10 in the league right now.
So adding Jones and that guy out of Colorado, I forget his name. They got in the fourth round.
You are talking about?
I don't know. No, you know number. That was offensive
Bakhtiari?
Tackle. That was my bad. Yeah, that was the offensive tackle. Yeah. I was just looking it up. But it got bored out of Mississippi State. I think. The Packers are always going to be an offensive. They let Jennings go. It didn't bother him none.
That's not. They're not going to miss a beat.
Cobb, who I used to only view as a special teams guy, up until last year, I was like, this guy is impressive. You give him the ball in some sort of way, he's going to make something happen.
Well, one thing they've always been good at in Green Bay, and I mean, we can go to Brett Favre, and you can try to give him credit for teaching Aaron Rodgers this, but I think Rodgers can do it already. They're good at developing those wide receivers. They take absolute nobodies, you know, i.e., for example, Donald Driver.
James Jones.
Exactly. And you know, a Brett Favre or an Aaron Rodgers go, you haven't heard of this guy yet? By the end of the season, he'll be on your wall.
And this is something I've been wanting to say. You know, it kind of hurts me to say this, but I'm going to say it. We had an opportunity. When I say we, I'm talking about the 49ers, had an opportunity to draft Rodgers. We took Smith, of course. I'm still a Smith fan, even though he's not a 49er. I'll always be a Smith fan. I think Smith and the Panthers are fixing to return a touchdown.
Oh,
punt
my
return.
Goodness, what a good run.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I think Smith was had the bad of being on, you know, had a negative of being on bad teams. If we would have drafted Rodgers, I feel that Rodgers would not be – what he is today. I feel that he would have had the same bad luck that Smith had, because I don't think it was the quarterback was the problem in San Francisco.
No,
I think
it was the coordinator every different scheme every year, the non-consistent playmakers.
And I say
Jeremy, let me ask you a question real quick, and I hate to cut you off, Daniel. Let me just ask you a question, Jeremy, because I'm not going to ask Daniel this, because Daniel is the 49ers fan, and he's got this, you know, sick heart on for Aaron or for Alex Smith.
Hey, it's okay. I like passionate fans, so I mean, you got to think about your team.
Out of those two, Alex Smith and Aaron Rodgers, looking at it now, who's
Aaron
the better?
Rodgers.
Who is the better quarterback?
Oh, right now? I mean, it's Aaron Rodgers, no, but he also walked onto a Green Bay team that was way better than the 49ers, you know, that, 5 years ago, whenever that was.
That's not what I'm asking. As a quarterback, just general, it doesn't matter. He could start in any team. Who is a better quarterback? Who would you feel more comfortable if you had a crap team? Who would you feel more comfortable at quarterback with, Alex Smith or Aaron Rodgers?
So you're saying I'm the GM slash owner or whatever, and I get anybody to lead my team?
Yes. Between those two.
It's nothing personal to Alex Smith, but it's Aaron Rodgers because we can go to WWE events together.
Oh.
You didn't see that one coming, I know.
Oh.
No, but seriously, yeah, statistically wise and just development wise, yeah, Rodgers has been in a better situation, but at the same time, he's made more than the most of his situation too, where Alex Smith, we're going to finally see this year what he can do with the right situation.
If you switch up these two guys, the Smith and Rodgers, and you say, okay, Smith gets to back up Favre and he gets to learn from Favre and Rodgers does get drafted in San Francisco, would Smith have been as good as Rodgers is right now?
I think Smith would still be a backup, Favre would still be a Packer. But that's
right
just
now?
Me. Yeah, I think right now. And that's nothing personal to Alex Smith. I followed him in college, even. I like the guy, but I don't know. I got to see more because I really think Andy Reid is the perfect situation for him, but I'm still waiting to see his potential.
Well, let's talk about that schedule real quick and get our predictions in for the 2013 Green Bay Packers. Daniel, why don't you start?
One, two.
You realize you were supposed to have these predictions done by the time we started the tape.
I mean, I got it. I'm thinking. I was thinking it was 11-5.
So
I was thinking it was 11-5. You know, I just want to go over and make sure I see him 5 losses. I see him losing to my team, of course. I see him losing to the Falcons. I really think the Falcons are gonna go up there and surprise them. I see him losing one game to Minnesota, and I see him getting beat one game in Chicago, and then there's going to be one upset along there.
So you got 11-5?
Yeah, I say 11-5.
Jeremy?
You know, they won 11 games last year, and they had a pretty schedule. I mean, not quite well, but, I mean, I'm looking at some pretty tough teams. They had a cake schedule in the middle. But, yeah, it's possible for them to easily win 10 or 11. I mean, I'll go 11-5 because I think it's gonna be north of that, but I'm gonna play it safe on this one. Aaron Rodgers is gonna lead them to at least 7 of those, and the other ones will just fall in their lap. So 11 wins.
I'm kind of along the same lines with you guys. I'm going 12-4 though. I really think that this team's got the capabilities not only to run away with the division, but to just completely be in the mix for top seed in the NFC.
Well, see, here's the thing, is that to me, they're one of the strongest teams as far as not only to make the playoffs, but a team that could actually win a Super Bowl that's out right now, and there's only a handful of those. And to win a Super Bowl in the last few years, besides the Saints' miracle season, you pretty much have to have between 10 and 11 wins. If you look back, if you had more or less than that, you typically didn't even make a Super Bowl, so that's why I'm going to keep them at 11.
Okay. All right. Well, that's it for the 2013 Green Bay Packers preview. For Daniel and Endzone's Jeremy York, I'm Billy. Thanks, guys, for listening.
Next up is the Bears.